sit sideways or whatever. Because although all of us are very, very important people, but the Supreme Person is just right here. And we cannot ignore him. Otherwise, we are simply engaging in idol worship. But you and I know that we are not wasting our time worshiping some stone or some wood or some metal. So we have to act that way. The second thing is, now this one's a tough one. When there is kirtan, you'll find that it is written in Srila Prabhupada's purports that devotees do not hoot and holler. Maybe when you're outside or something. Maybe. But not in the temple room. And we see sometimes, not all the time, that some people who hoot and holler, not all the people who hoot and holler, are doing so for a particular audience. Just like we have many young, beautiful women here. Not as beautiful as Radharani, but so some people are hooting and hollering to attract. Instead of meditating on the holy names. Now, just as it is said that a woman becomes very, very beautiful by her chastity, similarly, a man becomes very, very beautiful by his sincere dedication to a guru and Gauranga. As far as I'm concerned, Srila Prabhupada was the most beautiful man in the whole world. Inside and outside. Not everybody saw that way, but his disciples did. Both male and female. And third thing is that when I was young and I went to church, I noticed that all the older men and sometimes some ladies, they would not be in the church during the prayers and songs. They would be outside talking about politics, smoking cigars, and whatever. But actually, every part of Krishna consciousness is equally as transcendental as any other part. We may think that it is interesting to attend the lecture, or the greater number think that it is very spiritual to attend the feast part. But I can tell you that I was captured by one Jayananda Das Brahmachari when I came early to the Sunday feast, and he caught me and made me sweep, vacuum the floor of the temple and roll Simply Wonderfuls. And that's what captured my heart. Later on, the kirtan was nice, the prasadam was delicious, but my heart was already captured.
Kaže, nakon toga kirtan je bio lijevi, prasadam je bio ukusan, međutim, moje srce već je bilo zarobljeno tim prethodnim djelatnostima.
In the same mood, recently, we have had a very nice summer camp.
U sličnom raspoloženju, mi smo nedavno održali ljetni kamp.
And many preachers came from the UK, from India, from USA, etc. And we were all enjoying their enlightened words and feeling ourselves blessed. But now that they have gone home, we are feeling, oh, now it'll be another 4 or 5 months until some older senior preacher comes, and now it is a depressed economy.
Sad ćemo morati čekati 4 ili 5 mjeseci dok ponovno ne dođe neki stari propovjednik i zapadnemo u tu neku gospodarsku krizu, depresiju.
But I can tell you all very sincerely, and I'm very convinced that you can become Krishna conscious. You can become happy and peaceful if you see Krishna in every situation, not just at summer camp.
Međutim, ja bih vam želio vrlo iskreno reći da možete biti svjesni Krishna, da možete biti mirni i spokojni i da možete dobro napredati u bilo kojoj situaciji, ne samo na ljetnom kampu.
It is not a question of quantity. It is not a question of show, of song and dance. It is a question of sincerity and purity.
Dakle, ovdje govori, riječ je o iskrenosti, o čistoći, a ne samo o nekakvoj kvantiteti, nije samo reći nekakvoj predstavi, možda samo plesu, pjesmi.
For example, I am going to lead you all in one bhajan. I'm going to lead everyone in singing a bhajan. But I can't keep proper time. and I have a terrible voice, and I would be the last person on the earth to make some musical CD.
Međutim, moj ritam je užasan. Nemam neki ložno kako lijepi glas. Posljednja sam osoba na ovom planetu koja bi napravila neki glazbeni CD.
But it doesn't matter. If we all want Krishna to be here in our singing, even if we all sound like a bunch of roosters crowing in the morning.
Ali to nije bitno. Ako mi doista želimo da se Krishna pojavi među nama, čak i ako naše pjevanje zvuči poput kokodakanje pjekova rano ujutro.
Krishna will be here and make us feel very nice.
Krishna će se pojaviti ovdje i činit će da se jako lijepo.
And today, Radharani will be here and make us feel even nicer.
Danas će se pojaviti Radharani, te ćemo se sjećati još ljepše.
Because as Mahanidhi Swami once told, the residents of Vrindavan, they think that this fellow Krishna is given too much importance.
Zato, kao što je rekao Mahanidhi Swami, stanovnici Vrindavana ponekad misle, on dečku Krishna, prevelik značaj.
It's actually Radharani who is very powerful.
Zapravo je Radharani ona koja je vrlo moćna.
She can make her own kunda, Radha kunda, Shyama kunda. She's got billions of manjaris and millions of devotees in her camp.
Ona je ta koja može napraviti svoj kundu, Radha kunda ili Shyama kunda. Ona ima pod sobom milijune manjarija i milijarde sljedbenika.
She can completely bewilder Krishna anytime she wants.
I može zbuniti Krishnu kad god to poželi.
So, anyway, we'll try to remember Radharani today, and we'll start by this Radhika Stava from the Stava Mala by Rupa Goswami. So, even if it doesn't come out right, don't worry. Just sing along. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava
Daite. Kulatarani mandala mahite. Kulatarani mandala mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Samsara Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Pileshe. Damodar Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Pileshe. Radhe Jaya Jaya
Madhava Jaya. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Radhe
Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya.
Gokulatarani Mandala Mahite. Gokulatarani Mandala Mahite.
Gokulatarani Mandala
Mahite. Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Vrishabhanudhadi navashashi leke Lalita sakhi punarami sabhishake Vrishabhanudhadi navashashi leke Palita Sakhi Punarami Sabhishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Namakaru Mai Karuna Parshite Chanak Sanatana Ramita Vishake Chanak Sanata Bhavani Sachakite Karuna Makaru Mai Karuna Parshite Sanak Sanatana Bhavani Sachakite Pani Sachari Te Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Te Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Te
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Te
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe 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 Radhe
Now we're all going to pretend that we're in New Vrajadhan. How many of you have been there? In Hungary. Not too many. Anyway, they have beautiful deities of Radha Shamsundar and Govardhana Lala. So there they sing, the women sing Radhe. And the men sing Shyam. So we'll start off, and I'll sing with the women just to keep it, you know, because I'm leading and they might. Then we'll say Radhe. Then you have to pick up. Throw some start up together and now we'll start up first. Radhe, 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 let me think now. Actually, I think the person who leads sings it right through, and then after they lead, then you get into Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Who remembers? Nobody remembers. Anyway, if you get a chance to go to New Vrajadhan, it's a real beautiful dhamma. What we have to do is we have to find one Croatian devotee who's tall and sort of handsome and who moves to Canada when he's very young and gets involved in preaching there, and then he comes back to Croatia as a sannyasi and a GBC, and then he builds a big, beautiful project. Because we really need some nice project here in
Croatia.
Huh? How many people support that idea? We really need a new whatever dham, new Krishna dham, or new Radha Kund dham, or something here. Anyway, if a few good people have a dream and are determined to do it, then they can change the world. In fact, that's the only thing that ever has changed the world. A few good people who really want to see a nice project here for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of all the Vaishnavas. So many devotees from, the Balkans over the last 15, 20 years. So many devotees here, good devotees. And they're all over the world.
Yasodhananda Bhagavan Dhanam Dhanam Yasodhananda
Pravisto Vishnu Parashta Tarasata Sri Srimad's Divine Grace Srilaisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Sanstapaka Acharya Jagad Guru Savior of the Whole Universe Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Prem se koho. Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Si Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda ki. Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki. Padumi Vrindavan Dham ki. Mayapur Navadip Dham ki. Gangamayi Jumanamayi ki. Tulsi Maharani ki. Harinam Sankirtan ki. Brihad Madanga Silva Vaz Transcendental Book Distribution ki. Prasadam Distribution ki. C.C. Radhastami Mahamahotsav ki. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Vrindavaneswari Radhe Radhe. Vrindavaneswari Radhe Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Vrindavaneswari Radhe Radhe. Vrishabhanu wale Radhe Radhe. Vrishabhanu wale Radhe Radhe. Vrindavaneswari Radhe Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. 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 Bhakti Radhe. Once I was with Gurudas Prabhu, who was the first president of ISKCON Vrindavan. So we were in the Gurukula at Krishna Balaram Mandir, up on a balcony. And we were watching over the balcony down below when one bhaiya, or farmer from Brajamandal, came. And he was bringing a big sack of 100 kilos probably of potatoes on his back.
I na leđima je nosio ogromnu vreću, možda imala 100 kila krompira.
To sell to the Gurukula kitchen.
Tako bi je prodao kuhinji za Gurukulu.
So as he was carrying the sack of potatoes, we heard him sing Radhe, 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 Radhe. And we thought, this is Vrindavan.
I dok je nosio tu vreću s krompirom, pjevao je Radhe, 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 i onda smo mi pomislili, ovo je Vrindavan.
So, just as we are advised to read Srimad Bhagavatam, the first nine cantos first.
Kao što nam savjetuju da prvo pročitamo prvih devet pjevanja Srimad Bhagavatama.
Before we enter into reading the 10th canto, the 11th and 12th, but mainly the 10th canto.
Tek potom prijeđemo na čitanje 10. 11. i 12. i prije svega 10. pjevanja.
Similarly, we should all know that it is very sweet to hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis.
Tako trebamo znati da je jako slatko slušati o zabavama Radhe, Krishne i gopija.
But first of all, we must understand a little philosophy.
No, prije toga trebamo shvatiti ponešto naše filozofije.
I have noticed that over the last so many years, at major festivals, devotees are coming with the express purpose of hearing community building, grihastha ashram seminars, relationships, etc., etc., etc.
Primijetio sam tijekom proteklih nekoliko godina, da bhakte dolaze na naše festivale isključivo kako bi čuli nešto o izgradnji zajednica, zatim grihasta ashrami i sličnim temama.
Now, I can remember as early as 1994 being one of the, if not the pioneer in ISKCON, in giving seminars to help devotees come to the platform of human life.
Smatram da sam jedan od pionira u davanju seminara kojima sam želio pomoći bhaktama da dođu na jednu razinu ljudskog života.
Some of you may remember my Seven Habits seminar.
Možda se neki od vas sjećaju mojeg seminara o sedam navika.
By Bhakta Stephen Covey.
Koji je dao, znam, pomoću Bhakta Stephena Covey-a.
Actually, his books are in Croatian language also.
Njegove su knjige prevedene na hrvatski jezik.
Maybe due to me, I don't know.
Može to zahvaljujući meni, ne znam.
But throughout my seminars, I'd always stress the importance of understanding the Siddhanta of Krishna consciousness.
No, kroz sve seminare isticao sam koliko je važno shvatiti Siddhantu svjesnosti Krishna.
And therefore, whatever we do, we need a very balanced diet with a strong staple of Krishna consciousness, means a staple is, you know, okay.
I zbog toga što god da činimo, potrebna nam je uravnotežena prehrana sa dovoljnom količinom namirnica, odnosno dovoljnom zalihom svjesnosti Krišne.
For example, we need to hear again and again using different examples and practical examples from different angles of vision to understand I'm not this body.
Na primjer, iznova i iznova trebamo slušati o tome da mi nismo ovo tijelo, i to sagledano iz različitih puteva i potkrepljeno različitim primjerima i praktičnim primjerima.
For example, of course, both genders have shown a liking for seminars that deal with relationships.
Na primjerice, oba su spolo pokazala zanimanje za seminare koji se bave odnosima.
But certainly it is a seminar which is very attractive for women because a lot of their lives are about relationships, and they have, of course, have been abused and exploited in relationships.
Naravno, takvi seminari su naročito bitni ipak ženama, jer se veliki dio njihovih života okreće upravo oko odnosa. Osim toga, one su u odnosima vrlo često bile zlostavljene ili iskorištavane.
Now, just describing Srila Prabhupada, he was very brilliant man, very pure, and he had a very quick mind, a very quick wit, as we say.
Govoreći Srila Prabhupada, on je bio vrlo briljantan čovjek i bio je vrlo čist, a također je imao vrlo brz, oštar um, intelekt.
One of my favorite examples of this was a story in a darshan, a room full of people, something like this, when one woman asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, I have heard that it is more difficult for a woman to become Krishna conscious.
Jedan od mojih omiljenih primjera toga je onaj kad darshanima u sobi koja je bila prilike da napunjena poput ove, žena upitala Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, čula sam da je za ženu teže postati svjesna Krišna.
So there was a silence for a few moments.
Na nekoliko je trenutaka zavladala tišina.
You could hear a pin drop or water in a glass being poured.
Mogli ste čuti iglu da je palo na pod ili na primjer vodu kako se toči u čašu.
The expression in English is a pregnant pause, because when someone's pregnant, we don't know, is it going to be a boy or is it going to be a girl or is it going to be what?
Postoji izreka, slično se kaže na hrvatskom jeziku, da je tišina bremenita, odnosno da jednostavno ne zna se kada je žena bremenita, odnosno kada je trudno, hoće li biti dječak ili djevojčica, dakle ta napeta stanka.
But whatever it is, it's going to be a very heavy thing.
No, u tom slučaju što god da se dogodi, bit će nešto vrlo teško.
So then, Srila Prabhupada answered the question, is it, I've heard it's more difficult for a woman to become Krishna conscious, by saying yes.
Srila Prabhupada je na to pitanje, je li točno da je ženama teže postati svjesna Krišne, odgovorio sa da.
If you think that you are a woman, it will be more difficult for you.
Ako ti misliš da si žena, za tebe će biti to teže.
It was brilliant.
To je bilo jednostavno briljantno.
So if we think that we are this body, doesn't matter how many perfect relationships we have, we're going to take birth again and go down and down.
Ako mislimo da smo ovo tijelo, onda nije uopće bitno koliko savršenih odnosa imamo, zato što ćemo se opet roditi i ići sve dublje i dublje.
Bhajan koro, sadan koro, murti janle hoy. You do whatever you like, but you will be tested at the time of death.
Činite što god vas je volja, no na trenutku ćete smrti doći na kušnju.
Nobody comes in the middle. It's between you and Krishna. Krishna says, Yeyata maam prapadyante tangstataiva bhajami aham. As much priority as they give to me in their life, I will give them that much priority to reveal myself.
I Krishna kaže, koliko god oni prioriteta dali meni u svom životu, toliko će prioriteta dati njima kako bi mi se mogli vratiti.
So many thoughts are coming into our minds at every moment, even right now in this room.
Čak i sada u ovoj sobi, na um nam padaju tolike misli.
They're like rivers entering into the ocean, thoughts coming into the mind.
Misli koje ulaze na šum, naliko rijekama koje se ulijevaju u ocean.
We can't stop them. We have to deal with them.
Ne možemo ih zaustaviti, već se moramo pobrinuti za njih.
So Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, apuryamanama chala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat. Tadvat kamayam prabhashanti sarve shashantim apnoti nakama kami. Not he who runs around madly trying to satisfy all those desires and thoughts, but the person who is simply like a peaceful lamp, a candle in a windless place, he will be satisfied.
Krishna kaže Arjuni u Bhagavad Giti da onaj tko lučički trči naokolo pokušavajući zadovoljiti svoje želje neće biti zadovoljan. To je moguće samo za osobu čiji je um poput plamena svijeće na mjesto bez vjetra.
Now why do we want things in this world?
Zašto mi želimo stvari u ovom?
There are basic necessities. We need a place to lie down and sleep at night.
Postoje neke osnovne potrebe. Treba nam neko mjesto na koje noću možemo leći i spavati.
We need food, enough nutrition to keep body and soul together, to keep alive.
Treba nam hrane kako bismo mogli dušu i tijelo držati zajedno.
But do we really need all these other things that people are trying to capture and running so fast here and there to get them?
Ali zar su nam doista potrebne sve druge stvari koje ljudi pokušavaju dohvatiti i zbog kojih trče amo i tamo samo kako bi ih imali?
Is this what we have achieved human life for? Is this the purpose? To run around, the animals are running here and there on four legs, and we're running here and there on two legs, and we're better? Why do we think in this way? Why do we want more and more? And more and more.
Zašto želimo sve više i više i više toga?
Because it's natural when you think, you, I, am the body.
Zato što je to prirodno kad razmišljamo na način da smo mi ovo tijelo.
then naturally you want things for the tongue, you want things for the eyes, you want things for the nose, you want things for your genital, naturally.
Он, значит, природно желает эти твари за свой язык, за свои очи, за свой нос, за свои гениталии. Это его природно.
If we are the body, then it's, we're doing the right thing. We should beg, borrow, steal, but we should get ghee and enjoy life.
Ако ми беше јесмо во тело, онда збиља и требамо испросити, посудити или украсти, ali jednostavno na neki način doći do tog gija i uživati.
Beg, borrow, steal, get olive oil and enjoy life.
Ili možemo reći, možda trebamo isprositi, posuditi ili ukrasti maslinovo ulje i uživati u životu.
But there's a problem.
Međutim, postoji problem.
We're not the body.
Mi nismo tijelo.
So, we need to train our senses. We need to elevate our mind, our intelligence.
Zato trebamo obučiti svoje osjetilo, odnosno trebamo dovesti pod kontrolu svoj um i svoju inteligenciju.
That is philosophy.
I to je filozofija.
Philosophy is the king of all science.
Filosofija je kralj svih znanosti.
No matter what you make in this world, a nice car, a nice airplane, a nice computer, an atomic energy power plant, your philosophy will teach you how to use all those things.
Bez obzira na to što napravite u ovome svijetu, da li neki uređaj, zrakoplov ili možda nuklearnu elektranu, filozofija je ona koja će vas podučiti kako se time koristiti.
They will help you to become more entangled in the world or to become free.
Ona će vam pomoći bilo da se više zapletete u ovaj svijet ili pak da postanete slobodni.
But swimming against the tide, against the current, is always hard.
Međutim, uvijek je teško plivati protiv struje.
Therefore, we need to constantly remind ourselves, and we need others to remind us also about our philosophy of life.
I zato, zato trebamo neprestano podsjećati sami sebe, a i drugi nas trebaju podsjećati o tome koja je naša filozofija života.
Our enjoyment, our the icing on the cake, the chutney is kirtan, Krishna katha, satsang. But without understanding aham brahmasmi, there's no substance, there's nothing there.
Taj šlag na vrhu, možete ga nazvati čatni, dakle to je ono uživanje, to je možda kirtan, satsanga i krishna kata, međutim potrebni su nam vrlo snažni filozofski temelji.
There is divyanam and prakrita nam.
Postoji divya nam i prakrita nam.
Materialistic name and spiritual, divya, spiritual name, transcendental name.
Odnosno materialističko ime i transcendentalno ime.
The divya nam will lift you up like a big current of air will lift you up and carry you up and up and up. The holy name spirals upwardly to Krishna's lotus feet.
Duhovno, odnosno divya ime, će vas odnijeti poput zračnih struja, odnosno zračnih vrtloga, sve više i više i više do Krishnih lotosovih stopala.
But the prakriti nam will simply make you think, I am a good Hindu, I am a good Vaishnava, I am a good Hare Krishna. You'll become religion conscious instead of Krishna conscious.
Međutim, prakrita ime učinit će da jednostavno postanete ponosni na to što ste dobar Hindu ili dobar Vaishnava. Odnosno, zbog njega ćete jednostavno postati svjesni svoje religije, a ne svjesni Krišne.
So, it's nice. There are so many wonderful stories about Radha and Krishna.
I jako, postoji jako puno predivnih priča o Radi i Krišni.
But Srila Prabhupada translated, or he didn't, Srila Prabhupada wrote Krishna book before he wrote anything else. And Krishna book is the 10th canto, but it is philosophy, which is on a cushion of Krishna Lila.
Srila Prabhupada čak i prije drugih knjiga je izdao knjigu o Krišni, odnosno knjigu koju mi znamo kao Krišna izvor sveg zadovoljstva. Međutim, ta knjiga je jednostavno filozofija koja se nalazi na jastuku Krišninih zabava.
He forbade us in the beginning to read various books like Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami. Now the very next bhajan here that after the bhajan from Radha from Stavali is Jayadev's Das Avatar. But this book, Gita Govinda, he forbade us to hear.
Međutim, Šla Prabhupada mi je u početku zabranio da slušamo neke knjige kao što je Gita Govinda od Jayadev Goswamija. Iako se u pjesmarici odmah nakon ove pjesme koju smo sada pjevali nalazi Das Avatar Stotra koja je također od Jayadev Goswamija.
Now why should he forbid us to hear about Radha and Krishna?
Zašto bi nam on zabranio da slušamo o Radhi i Krishni?
Well, he gave an example once. He said it's just like a young girl, 5-6 years old.
Jednom je dao primjer, govoreći to poput djevojčica od kojih 5 ili 6 godina.
If some demon man comes along and tries to have sex with a 5-year-old girl, she has a vagina, but not developed, he'll kill her.
On rekao, ako dođe neki demonski muškarac i sa takvom djevojčicom pokuša imati spolni odnos, time može ubiti, zato što iako ona ima vaginu, ona nije dovoljno razvijena.
Avaishnavam ukod girnam putam harikatamritam sravanam naiva kartavya sarpo chista yatha payaha. One should not hear even about the highest subject matter from an avaishnava or a materialistic person because it will have poisonous effects.
Rečeno da čak ni o najvišim temama ne treba slušati od avaishnave, odnosno neke materialističke osobe, zato što će to imati otrovan učinak.
So we will hear about Radha and Krishna. We will hear about Gopi Gita in 10th canto. We have all these things now, but we must be very careful to have a balanced diet of philosophy. Not that that's the only seminar and camp that we don't attend.
Znači, imamo i Gita Govindu i 10. pjevanje. I slušat ćemo također priču o Radi i Krišni. Međutim, potrebno je da naša prehrana bude uravnotežena, odnosno i seminar o filozofiji, a ne da to bude jedini koji na ljetnom kampu, kojemu na ljetnom kampu ne prisustvujemo.
I remember when I was growing up in Krishna consciousness, we had Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning. We would often chant the Upadeshamrita at some point during the morning program or Brahma Samhita.
sjećam se, ja odrastao u svjesnosti Krišne, da bismo svako jutro imali predavanje iz Šrimad Bhagavatama ili da bismo tijekom jutarnjeg programa recitirali Vilobrama Samhitu ili Upadeshamritu.
At some point in the afternoon we would have Isha Upanishad class. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Tijekom poslije podneva oko 4 ili 5 sati imali predavanje na Isha Upanishadu.
Maybe only 20 minutes, half an hour, but we'd read a verse.
To bi možda bilo samo 20 minuta ili pola sata, no pročitali bismo jedan stih.
And then in the evening we would have Bhagavad Gita class every night.
A potom bismo svake večeri dolazili na predavanje iz Bhagavad Gita.
And then before taking rest we would have hot milk and popcorn and Krishna book.
A potom bismo prije odlaska na počinak dobili vruće mlijeko, kokice i slušali bismo Krišna, knjigu o Krišni.
And later on, during prasadam, we would hear Prabhupada Lilamrita after Prabhupada left. All so many temples would read during prasadam.
Uz to, nakon što je Prabhupada otišao, u mnogim se hramovima tijekom obroka, tijekom prasadama, slušala Prabhupada Lilamrita.
Now, if you're staying in a temple somewhere in the world, maybe you're just visiting.
Ako negdje boravite u nekom hramu u svijetu, može čak i samo posjeti.
And you go to the bathroom and you find the door locked.
I pođete u kupaonicu, a vrata su zaključena.
But you can hear inside someone's listening to Prabhupada's tapes or conversations.
Ali iznutra možete čuti da neko sluša Prabhupadine kazete ili razgovore.
You can probably understand that I'm visiting that temple.
Vjerojatno možete shvatiti, ja posjećam takav hram.
Because we should not let even a moment's time go by during the day when we don't pour nectar in our ears in the form of Krishna consciousness.
Jer ne bi smije minuti niti jedan trenutak našega dana, a da mi kroz svoje uši ne ulijevamo nektar svjesnosti Krišne.
So, okay. Interestingly enough, you don't find Radharani's name anywhere in the Vedas.
Vrlo je zanimljivo da nigdje u Vedama ne možemo pronaći Radharanino ime.
Some very remote references, but nothing at all direct.
Ne barem ništa izravno, iako ima i nekakvih vrlo udaljenih nagovještaja.
Now, even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Paramahansa Sanghita, it is the natural commentary on all the Vedas.
Čak i u Srimad Bhagavatam, koji je Paramahamsa Samhita, koji je prirodni komentar na sve vede.
Also there is no direct name Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. See, you're all in Maya, because this is something you've invented. It's nowhere in the Vedas.
Vidite, ovo što se otpjeva, zapravo izmišljotina, jer tako nešto ne postoji nigdje u Vedama.
But there is a reference, according to Jiva Goswami, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti and various other acharyas.
No, prema što Jiva Goswami i Vishwanath Chakravarti, postoji, dakle, nešto upućuje na nju.
Actually, one of the reasons why Radharani is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam is because Parikshit Maharaj only had 7 days to live.
Zapravo, jedan od razloga koji se navodi zbog čega Srimad Radharani nije spomenuto u Srimad Bhagavatamu jest taj što je Parikshit Maharaj imao još samo 7 dana života.
And Sukadev Goswami is the parrot of Radharani in the spiritual world. So if he had mentioned the name Radha directly, he would have gone into ecstasy that would have lasted for 6 months. So therefore he couldn't mention Radha's name. But there are various references. Radharani is in the word that means worship, Aradhana.
Međutim, različite reference postoje. Tako je, na primjer, Radharani spomenuta u riječi koja znači obožavanje, a to je Aradhana.
And there are many instances in the Srimad Bhagavatam where it is mentioned that Krishna left all the gopis to be alone with one particular gopi.
I također postoje nekolicina opisa u Srimad Bhagavatam u kojima se govori da je Šri Krishna stavio ostale gopije kako bi bio sa jednom posebnom gopijom.
And it is specifically mentioned in a couple of verses that he went with that gopi who would worship him nicely.
I spomenuto je u nekim stihovima da je otišao sa onom gopijom koja će ga lijepo obožavati.
So that's none other than Srimati Radharani.
I to naravno nije nitko drugi doli Srimati Radharani.
There are many other subtle reasons why Radharani is not mentioned.
Postoje i mnogi drugi subtilni razlozi iz kojih se Srimati Radharani ne spominje.
But frankly, I'm really glad Radharani is there. Because I wouldn't want Krishna to be alone without Radharani. It wouldn't be fair.
Ali iskreno meni je jako drago da Radharani postoji, jer ne bi bilo pošteno da je Krishna tamo sam bez Radharani.
Actually, what happened was one time during the Ras Lila, Krishna wandered away from all the gopis and left Radharani. So she was so heartbroken by that and in such distress that she became completely stunned.
Jednom se dogodilo da je Šri Krishna usred rasa plesa ostavio sve gopije, uključujući Srimati Radharani, koja je zbog toga bila toliko nesretna da je ostala posve ukočena, nepomična.
So, while Krishna was wandering alone, he came across another gopi named Viraja.
I dok je Krishna tako lutao, susreo se s jednom drugom gopijom koja se zvala Viraja.
And she also is just like Radharani, very, very deeply in love with Krishna.
Ona je poput Srimati Radharani jako, jako duboko zaljubljena u Krishnu.
And she is practically as beautiful as Radharani.
I praktički jednako lijepa kao i Srimati Radharani.
So when she saw Krishna approaching,
kad je vidjela da se Krishna približava,
she began to smile very coyly. Coy means, you know, the way.
Počela se vrlo, vrlo privlačno nasmihivati. Zavodnički nasmihivati.
And she looked at him with crooked eyes.
Ona ga je pogledala iz kosa.
And she was radiating love.
I sijavala je ljubav.
So Krishna realized that Viraja loves me so much. And then all of the hairs on her body began to stand up with excitement.
On je shvatio da ga Virađa snažno voli i u tom trenutku sva njezina koža naježila.
And Krishna realized that she had been shot in the heart by Cupid's arrows.
Tako da je Krishna shvatio kako se njezino srce probole Kupidove strijele.
So then Krishna immediately went to her and began to enjoy with her in so many amorous ways.
Krishna je tada prišao i stao s njom uživati na mnoge ljubavne načine.
This is all described in Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava.
Sve to opisano u Rupa Goswami'ove Lalita Madhavi.
And it gets very intricate and deep.
To sve postaje vrlo zamršeno i duboko.
But we won't go into that this evening.
Ali večeras nećemo zalaziti dublje u to.
But some of Radharani's friends heard, or actually they saw, that Krishna was with Viraja, so they went back and they told Radharani.
Međutim, neke Radharanine prijateljice vidjele su Krishna s Virađom, tako da su otišle i obavijestile o tome Radharani.
So then Radharani became very, very angry.
Radharani se tada jako, jako rasrdila.
And she gathered 1 billion of her friends.
Oko sebe okupila milijardu svojih prijateljica.
We're limited over here to, you know, Croatia 4 million. But
ovdje u Hrvatskoj ograničeni smo na 4 milijuna ljudi.
So then they began to march towards where Krishna was with Viraja.
No, sve su one počele marširati prema mjestu na kojem je Krishna bio s Virađom.
But by that time Krishna had left, and when Viraja heard this, she immediately practiced a mystic yoga and turned herself into a river going around Vrindavan.
Krishna, međutim, u to vrijeme već bio otišao, a kad je Virađa čula što se sprema, odmah je iskoristila svoje mistične sposobnosti, te se pretvorila u rijeku koja okružuje cijelu Vrindavanu.
So then Radharani returned back home and was sort of pacified a little bit.
Radharani se potom vratila svojoj kući i u neku ruku bila umirena.
But then Krishna, when he heard that Viraja had turned herself into a river, he immediately went there and began to beg her, please, I give you this blessing that you can take again another form, much more beautiful than you were before, but you have made this sacrifice for me, and so you love me so much. So you please take another form. I give you this blessing.
Međutim, kad je Krishna čuo što se zbilo, otišao je do Virađe i rekao je, molim te, pretvori se ponovo u drugi oblik. Znam da si ovu žrtvu napravila samo zbog mene i zbog toga ti dajem blagoslov da ponovo ga primiš drugačiji oblik koji će biti još ljepši od tvoga prethodnog oblika.
So then Viraja returned and she was even more beautiful and more charming.
Viraja se potom vratila još ljepša i dražesnija.
And then Krishna went to her and they embraced and enjoyed in so many amorous ways. And then Krishna, with his invincible semen, he gave her 7 sons.
Potom je Krishna opet prišao. Te su se oni zagrlili i uživali na mnoge ljubavne načine, a Krishna je potom pobjedio sjemenom dao 7 sinova.
So then she was very happy with her sons, but one time Krishna came to enjoy with her. And one of her sons came at the, her youngest son came at the same time, and he was feeling some distress, so she left Krishna to comfort her son. So then Krishna left.
Ona je bila vrlo sretna sa svojim sinovima i tako kad je Krishna jedan puta došao kako bi uživao s njom, a u isto je vrijeme pristupio njezin najmlađi sin koji je zbog nečega bio žalostan, ona je stavila Krishnu da bi tješila svoga sina. Krishna je na to otišao.
So then Viraja was in such distress that she cursed her sons to take birth in the material world.
Viraja se zbog toga toliko ražalostila da je proklela svoje sinove na rođenje u materijalnom svijetu.
So then Krishna heard about this and he came back to her. And then Radharani heard that Krishna was again enjoying with Viraja.
Krishna je čuo i zato te je otišao opet do nje. Međutim, onda je Šrimati Radharani čuo da Krishna opet uživa s Virajom. Te je ona došla.
So, one time when Krishna came to her, she became completely insulting to him. She began to speak so denigratingly, so many harsh words she began to speak to him.
I zbog toga kad je jedan put Krishna prišao Radharani, ona mu je izgovorila tolike grube riječi, bila je vrlo se ružno ophodila prema njemu.
So she said things like, why don't you go back and enjoy with your river?
I rekla mu je stvari kao, što se ne vratiš i ne uživaš u svojoj djeci?
Why don't you just build a house on the bank of the river and then you can just enjoy with your river?
Rekla mu je, zašto da stvarno si ne sagradiš kuću na obali svoje rijeke, na obali rijeke i ne uživaš s njom?
When all the saintly persons hear that you're just enjoying with this river, they'll all laugh.
Kada sveti ljudi čuju da ti uživaš u rijeci, svi će ti se smijati.
So, when Radharani was chastising Krishna like this, Sridhama, who was Krishna accompanying Krishna at that time, he got very upset and began to chastise Radharani that you can't talk this way about Krishna.
Dok je ona tako korila Krishnu, zajedno s njima, odnosno u Krishnoj pratnji, bio je Sridhama koji je postao vrlo srdit. On je rekao, ne možeš tako pričati, ne možeš tako obraćati Krishni.
So then Radharani cursed him that you'll become a demon.
Radharani ga je da prosila da postane demon.
And he did. He became Shankachuda, the husband of Tulsi.
I to se dogodilo. On je postao Shankachuda.
Because as he was leaving, he said that you cannot make me forget about Krishna. I will always love my Lord Krishna.
Jer dok je odlazio, rekao je, ne možeš me natjerati da zaboravim Krishnu. Uvijek ću se sjećati svoga gospodina.
And he also, Sridham, cursed Radharani that you'll be born as a human.
I potom je Sridham prokleo Radharani, govoreći, ti ćeš se roditi kao ljudska žena.
So then Radharani was in complete distress. She didn't know what to do. And she went to Krishna and said, what can I do? I can't live without you. And if I'm born as a human, I'll just give up my body and die.
I Srimati Radharani je zato postala vrlo nesretna. Te je prišla Krishna i pitala da, što da radim? Ja se ne mogu roditi kao čovjek, jer ako budem odvojena od tebe, umrit ću.
So Krishna said, don't worry, I'll also take birth and I'll meet you there and we'll enjoy wonderful pastimes on the earth.
Krishna rekao, ne brini, ja ću se također roditi tamo, te ćemo uživati u predivnim zabavama na zemlji.
So in that way the story goes on how Actually, Radharani became the daughter of the king Vrishabhanu. and Jatila was his mother. I believe so, right? Jatila? Huh? Huh? Radharani's mother. Oh. Abhimanyu, yeah. Who was Radharani? Kirtida, that's right, Kirtida.
I priča se nastavlja kako je, kako se Šrimati Radharani rodila kao kćerka kralja Vrišabanua i od majke Kirtide.
And she was always the favorite of Mother Yashoda.
Ona je uvijek bila miljenica majke Yashode.
And even Mother Yashoda's nurse Mukhara, her son-in-law was Vrishabhanu. So there was always close relationship there. They were always visiting the house of Yashoda, and of course they saw baby Krishna. Radharani was a little older.
I tu je postojao određeni obiteljski odnos preko Mukhare, tako da su se dvije obitelji uvijek posjećivale i mali se viđali.
In the Gaur Ganadesh, or Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, it is stated, among all the beautiful gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best.
U Gaur Ganadesha Deepiki opisano je da je od svih gopija Srimati Radharani najbolja.
Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan.
Radharani je kraljica Vrindavana.
She has many famous friends headed by Lalita and Vishakha.
Ona ima mnoge slavne prijateljice, kojima su na čelu Lalita i Vishakha.
Srimati Radharani's rival is Chandravali.
Njezina suparnica je Chandravali.
In other words, there are two camps of gopis, Chandravali's camp and Radharani's camp.
Drugim riječima, postoje dvije skupine gopija. Jedna skupina predvodi Chandravali, a drugu Radharani.
Now Radharani is very fiery and very passionate. That's her mood.
Radharani je vrlo vatrena, strastvena, to je tako njezino raspoloženje.
But Chandravali is more shy and, you know, empathetic, nourishing.
Međutim, Chandravali je puno sramežljivija, puno više sramežljiva, empatična, više sklon tome da te toši Krišna.
Among Chandravali's friends are Padma, Shyama, Saibya, Padra, Vichitra, Gopali, Palika, Chandra Shalika, Mangala, Vimala, Lila, Taralakshi, Manorama, Kandarpa Manjari, Manju Basini, Kanja Nekshana, Kumuda, Kairavi, Sari, Sharadakshi, Visharadha, Shankari, Kunkuma, Krishna, Sarangi, Indravali, Shiva, Taravali, Gunavati, Sumuki, Kali Manjari, Haravali, Chakorakshi, Bharati and Kamala.
Dakle, sve nagrojene gopije nalazi se u Chandravaline skupini.
The beautiful gopis may be considered in hundreds of groups, each group containing hundreds of thousands of gopis.
Gopije se mogu razmatrati prema stotinama skupina, odnosno grupa koje one tvore, a u svakoj tih skupina, odnosno grupa, nalaze se stotine i tisuće gopija.
Among all these gopis, the most important are Srimati Radharani, Chandravali, Badra, Shyama and Palika.
Ove gopije najvažnije su od svih gopija.
These gopis are full of all good transcendental qualities.
One su pune svih dobrih transcendentalnih odlika.
Of these gopis, Srimati Radharani and Chandravali are the best. Each of them has millions of doe-eyed gopi followers. You know doe-eyed? Okay.
Dakle, od ovih gopija najistaknuti, najvažnije su Šrimati Radharani i Čandravali. Svako od njih ima milijune gopija koji ih prate, a čije su oči poput onih usrna.
Because she possesses all charm and sweetness, Srimati Radharani is the better of the two.
Zbog svoje draži i slatkoće, Srimati Radharani bolja je od njih dvije.
She is supremely famous.
Ona je vrhovno slavna.
In the Shruti Shastra, she is known by the name of Gandharva Devi.
U Shruti Shastri poznata je pod imenom Gandharva Devi.
Okay, here's something else too. Srimati Radharani is 15 years old and full of the luster of youth.
Srimati Radharani ima 15 godina i puna je sjaja mladosti.
Yashoda Devi, the queen of the cowherds, is more affectionate to Radharani than millions of mothers can be.
Yashoda Devi, kraljica pastira, ima više ljubavi, privrženija je Srimati Radharani nego što su to sposobne milijuni majki.
Radharani's father is King Vrishabhanu, who is as splendid as the sun.
Otac Srimati Radharani je kralj Vrishabhanu, čiji sjaj nalikuje milijunima sunaca.
Srimati Radharani's mother is Kirtida Devi, who is also known in this world as Ratna Garba Devi.
Njezina majka je Kirtida Devi, koja je u ovom svijetu poznata kao Ratna Garba Devi.
Anyway, it goes on to describe all of the associates of Radharani.
Ovdje postoji potom opis svih Radharaninih pratioca.
So, Radharani has 25 transcendental qualities by which she controls Krishna.
Srimati Radharani ima 25 odlika pomoću kojih vlada Krishna.
She is very sweet, she is sweetness personified.
Ona je vrlo slatka, utjelovljenje je slatkoća.
She is always freshly youthful, she is a fresh young girl.
Ona je uvijek svježa mlada djevojka. Ona je mladenačke svježine.
Her eyes are restless, her eyes are always moving.
Njezine su oči nemirne, uvijek su u pokretu.
She smiles brightly.
Vrlo se blistavo osmijehuje.
She has beautiful, auspicious lines.
Ima predivne, povoljne linije crta.
What does that mean? Lines.
Are there lines of the face or on the hands?
But you don't have lines on your face, do you? I thought it's all smooth. Maybe on your brow.
Does it mean lines generally?
Huh?
Can it mean lines generally?
I don't know. What is beauty? Beautiful lines. The shape of the chin and the nose and everything. The lines. The contour. Is that what contour lines? Okay. Yeah. Okay. She possesses all auspicious marks on her body.
Na svom tijelu ima sve povoljne oznake.
Any of you have that footprint of Radharani with all the auspicious marks on her footprint? There's Krishna and there's Radha. There's...
Ima li možda netko od vas taj prikaz povoljnih oznaka na stopama Srimati Radharani?
Few people, three ladies have that here. You have that? Huh? It's very nice. Okay. She makes Krishna happy with her aromatherapy. I mean, her bodily aroma.
Ona usprećuje Krishnu mirisom svoga tijela.
She can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person.
Može uznemiriti Krishnu okusom, aromom svoga tijela.
She is very expert in singing. Her speech is charming. She can speak nicely and sweetly. She's very expert in joking and speaking spontaneously, or speaking pleasantly, sorry. She is expert in presenting feminine attractions. She is very humble and meek. She is modest and gentle. She is always full of mercy. She is always very, oh, okay. She is cunning. She is expert in executing her duties. She knows how to dress nicely. She's always shy. She's always respectful. She's always calm and patient. She is always grave. She's expert in enjoying life. Or she is enjoyed by Krishna. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. What is that topmost level called?
Kako se naziva ta najuzvišenija ljubav?
Huh? What? Krishna Prema. Any other guesses?
Mahabhava.
Mahabhava. Now, who else? Prabhupada is in Mahabhava?
Prabhupada in Mahabhava?
Who else?
Koyosh.
Huh? Nobody knows? Who? Huh? Only Lord Chaitanya and Radharani experience Mahabhava. Madhavendra Puri? No. He may have tasted a little drop, but only Lord Chaitanya. Madhavendra Puri is Jivatma. Radharani has her own tattva. She's the source of all the Lakshmis, her gopis. Oh, here's a good one. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokula.
Ona je rezervoar ljubavnih odnosa, ljubavnih zabava u Gokuli.
She is the most famous of submissive devotees.
Najslavnija je od pokornih bhakta.
Or she can give shelter to all kinds of devotees.
Odnosno, ona može pružiti okrilje bhaktama svih vrsta.
What is Radharani in charge of?
Za što je zadužena Radharani?
Who knows? What's her most important feature?
Koja je njezina najvažnija odlika? Huh? To make Krishna happy.
Yes, but what about for us?
Da, ali što je za nas?
What's another name? Have you ever heard of Bhakti Devi?
Koje njezine druge ime? Jeste li to čuli za Bhakti Devi?
She's in charge of devotional service.
Ona je, ona se brine za predano služenje.
We have to please Radharani, and then she will recommend our case to Krishna. And if Radharani recommends, then no problem.
Moramo zadovoljiti Srimati Radharani kako bi nas ona preporučila Krishni. Jer ako zadovoljimo Srimati Radharani, nema problema.
So she's the shelter of all kinds of devotees.
Zato je ona okrilje za bhakte svih vrsta.
How many of you are over 50 years old?
Koliko vas ima preko 50?
Yeah? Okay. Good. she is affectionate to elderly people.
Ona je vrlo ona je vrlo naslonjena starim ljudima.
You young guys will just have to wait, sorry. She is always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. I don't know if there's any superior.
Ona je uvijek puna ljubavi prema sebi nadređenima kao I sebi podređenima. Duše ne znam da li postoje neko ko njoj nadređen.
Now here's a good one. She is very submissive to the love of her friends. She is always obliged by the dealings of her associates. Same kind of thing. She is the chief gopi, she is the greatest amongst Krishna's girlfriends.
Ona je glavna gopija, ona je najvažnija među Krishnin djevojkama.
She always keeps Krishna under her thumb.
Uvijek drži Krishnu pod svom peticom.
Under her control.
Dakle, pod svojom vlašću.
In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities just as Lord Krishna does. So Radha Gonadesh Deepika ends by saying she always keeps Krishna under her control.
Radha Gonadesh Deepika završava time što govori da ona uvijek drži Krishna pod svojom kontrolom.
So there's lots more, but we'll stop. How relative are all these things to us? How relative is Chaitanya Charitamrita to us? How important are these descriptions of great devotees and their dealings?
Koliko su važni ti opisi velikih bhakta I njihovo ponašanje?
Well, I think Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta, we have to try to emulate these devotees if we want to be successful in spiritual life, because Krishna's watching to see if we actually are sincere. He's not easily fooled.
Smatram da tako velike bhakte trebamo pratiti, zato što Krishna nije baš lako prevariti. On uvijek gleda na nas kako napredujemo.
And we're just wasting our time if we're not serious.
I jednostavno tratimo vrijeme ako nismo ozbiljni.
It escapes me. My logic, my reason, my experience are bewildered.
Moj razum, logika I iskustvo su zbunjeni.
How all of you, not only the group here, but so many others I know, in starting from Dubrovnik, through Split, all the way up to Zagreb and Čakovec and wherever it is. Or, you know, west to Ljubljana or east to Sarajevo. So many nice devotees of Krishna.
Od Dubrovnika preko Splita, sve gore do Zagreba I Čakovca I ako idemo na zapad do Ljubljane I na istok do Sarajeva, sve tako divni bhakti.
Or, let me say, so many nice people trying to become devotees of Krishna because they have a strong feeling that there's something good here. But it's time that we gave up our false egos, and it's time that we became serious, and that we start doing things again in these countries.
Međutim, vrijeme je da se odreknemo svojih lažnih ega, da postanemo ozbiljni, da ovim zemljama doista ponovo počnemo nešto raditi.
I can tell you, your time is going quickly. You're running out of time.
Mogu vam reći da vrijeme vrlo brzo promiče, da ćete uskoro ostati bez vremena.
I've been seeing so many of you year after year after year, and you're all getting older. I'm sorry.
Ja sam vas vidio godinu, jednu godinu za drugom, i žao mi je što to mogu reći, ali svi vi starite.
So we have to cooperate, and we have to sacrifice, and we have to work together to build this yatra.
I zato moramo surađivati, moramo se žrtvovati i raditi kako bismo izgradili ovu jatru.
This is our church. This is our chosen path. We have a good captain. We have a good boat. We have good winds. We have good everything.
Ovo je naša crkva. Mi imamo dobrog kapitana, imamo dobru lađu, imamo povoljne vjetrove, sve dobro.
There's going to be difficult times. There's going to be little fights. But we have to get over all these things for the greater good of the community, for Prabhupada's pleasure, through thick and thin. We have to work together.
Dakle, dolazit će do problema, dolazit će do teških vremena, do raznih svađa. Međutim, trebamo sve to nadići zbog dobrobiti cijele zajednice. Moramo se jednostavno držati zajedno, ma što da se dogodilo.
Now, supposing, I've experienced this before, and I've discussed it with Srila Prabhupada. Supposing someone gives a donation to a preacher or to a temple, wherever in the world it may be. And supposing that money is misused, or supposing that person runs away. It doesn't matter to the person who did the service or gave the donation. He benefits because Krishna sees and he's making progress back to Godhead.
To nije bitno onoj osobi koja daje, zato što Krishna vidi, tako da on i dalje ima dobrobiti i on je taj koji napreduje natrag prema Bogu.
In the same way, any service that you render, it's not lost. It's transcendental service. If it's mundane service, then don't come here and do service.
Na isti način, vi imate dobrobiti od svake službe koju napravite, zato što je ta služba materijalna.
Any service that you do with a clean heart, you definitely get benefit.
Dobit ćete dobrobiti od bilo koje službe koju radite čista srca.
And if we find that there are somehow or other some bad people who are doing some mischief, Krishna will remove them in time. You don't worry.
I ako otkrijemo da postoje neki loši ljudi koji se jednostavno bave lošim stvarima, ne trebamo o tome brinuti, jer će ih Krišna s vremenom maknuti.
They will self-destruct.
Oni će uništiti sami sebe.
But we have to try to build this house in which so many devotees can come, and either as congregational or ashram devotees, they can worship together.
Ali mi moramo izgraditi tu kuću u koju mogu doći mnogi bhakte, bilo da su oni iz hrama ili iz kongregacije, i u kojoj mogu zajedno obožavati.
And if the wall falls down, build it up again.
I ako se neki od zidova sruši, ponovo ga podignite.
And if it falls down 1,000 times, build it up 1,000 times.
A ako se taj zid sruši 1,000 puta, podignite ga iznova 1,000 puta.
Two things. In time, it will stand. And number two, you always benefit.
Postoje dvije stvari. S vremenom on će ostati stajati, a druga stvar je ta da ćete vi imati dobro biti.
And if we can get something together, then again so many preachers will come here.
I ako nešto doista uspijemo ostvariti, ona će ponovo dolaziti jako puno propovjednika.
Jai Nisringadeva. All right, I guess we're going to have... Are there any questions? I don't see. You wouldn't have any questions, would you? Good. All right, there's always one spoiler.
Zanimljivo je da Srimati Radharani niko sem Krišne ne može, ne smije da tako, čak ni Narayana.
It's interesting that no one except Krishna may touch Srimati Radharani. Even Narayana.
Oh, nobody except Krishna.
Yes. Except.
Nobody has that much... the mood is different. It's not imperfect. Lakshmi Narayan worship is perfect. But it's a different rasa. If you, there are 5 kinds of liberation, and any one that you achieve is perfect. If you are Krishna's friend in the spiritual world, you don't have a desire to become Krishna's mother or father.
Krishna prijatelj, onda ne želite postati njegova majka ili njegov otac.
You don't have a desire to become a gopi. You're satisfied as a friend.
Ne želite postati gopija, jednostavno ste zadovoljni kao prijatelj.
Although the mood between the gopis and Krishna is very, very sweet.
Iako je to raspoloženje koje vlada između gopija i Krishna jako, jako slatko.
For example, Jiva Goswami explains in his Sandarbha that there is no difference between Gokula Vrindavan and Goloka Vrindavan. The only difference is that in Goloka Vrindavan, the opulence is greater than the sweetness. But in Gokula Vrindavan, there's not so much opulence, but there's a real human sweetness. The sweetness is greater than the opulence. Although there's no difference. No difference between being Krishna's friend or being in awe and reverence. Lakshmi Narayan worship is awe and reverence. Krishna is Atma Rama, totally self-satisfied. But he reciprocates with Radharani because she loves him so much in that mood. Whereas Lakshmi is appreciating the greatness of Narayan. So he reciprocates with her in that mood. Narayan is an expansion of Krishna to reciprocate with the devotees in a particular mood. It would be inappropriate for Narayan to want to go in a rasa dance once in a while. He's already doing it as Krishna. Now, I didn't have that answer, but in this association, because you asked sincerely, somehow or other, that was a pretty good answer. Aham veti, sukha veti, vyasa veti, naveti va. I, Lord Shiva, I know the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadev Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, he knows the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vyasadev, the author, who spoke it and wrote it, well, he spoke it, Ganesh wrote it. He may or he may not have understood it. Do you understand that? Ganesh was the scribe. Vyasadeva spoke, and there is some idea that there were a group of scholars. The Vedas were given to different, Lord Brahma gave to different individuals, different portions of the Vedas. So Vyasadeva, even though he spoke it, we feel he understood it, but he might not have understood it. He is the instrument. Just like Srila Prabhupada's books. You may be feeling lonely.
možda se osjećate usamljeno.
You may be feeling depressed.
Ili ste možda u depresiji.
You may be feeling angry.
Možda se srditi.
You may be feeling confused.
Možda se osjećate zbunjeno.
But somehow or other, you pick up any one of Prabhupada's books and open it to any page and read the purport, and all the problems just fly away like, you know, flies or birds or whatever.
Međutim, ako uzmete bilo koju odzvu Prabhupadinu knjigu i okrenete na bilo koju stranicu, vaši će svi problemi odletjeti poput muha ili ptica.
Srila Prabhupada said, I did not write these books.
So Prabhupada rekao, ja nisam napisao te knjige.
Krishna wrote them. He, Prabhupada, was his instrument.
Krishna ih je napisao. Prabhupada je bio njegovo oruđe.
So, in a smaller degree, when we get together in a group at any time, and we have kirtan, and we seriously talk about spiritual life, nice things will come.
Tako će možda i u nekom manjem omjeru, kad god se okupimo, kad god imamo neki križan i takve diskusije, vrlo lijepe stvari izaći na površinu.
And the more we do this sincerely, the more we'll develop a taste. The more you do something in the material world, the more you get tired of it.
I što iskrenije to činimo, to ćemo više ukusa toga dobiti. Dok što više nešto radite u materijalnom svijetu, to se više umarate.
Any other questions?
Imam još koje pitanje?
Okay. What's up?
Što se reče?
One bhajan then? Okay. We're going to show you a really beautiful... will be short, about 10 minutes, but so nicely done. Shh, you're not supposed to tell them two. You tell them one, and then you...